Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Justin Booth, Executive Director, Go Bike Buffalo.
What's it mean to you to have this place open and up and going now?
Oh, it's really exciting to have our headquarters, our first headquarters, located here on Broadway, just east of downtown. You know, it's a great community. We've seen the city and the state put in bike lanes along this corridor to get easy access. And now we have the opportunity to do a better job of providing more access to more bicycles to more people more often, so we can get them out there riding, not only for recreation, but also as part of their daily transportation needs.
The significance of the neighborhood, what do you think it's going to do for the neighborhood? What's it going to do for you?
Well, we've been operating out of an old police precinct up in North Buffalo for many, many years. And the people in that community have loved that space and having access to that space. But what we've heard talking to folks in the east side is that it's difficult for them to get there. It takes them two buses. They can't fix a bike in one night. Recognizing that there are no bike shops here on the east side, that we felt that we could provide a service. And then making sure that we aren't competing with our local bike shops that are currently exist. You know, our focus is to, you know, be more accommodating to people that are in this community, who are using bicycles for their transportation needs, women, families, children, use bikes, so it's easy entry to some new bikes and electric bikes, so people of all ages and abilities have access to, you know, the mobility that they need to get to their daily destination. So I think it's going to be really important that we give more access to more people in this location.
Can you give us a little background about Go Bike and how it started? What's it all about?
Yeah, so we started over 20 years ago. We teaching kids after school programs how to fix and repair their own bicycles. That evolved into me collecting way more bicycles than we were ever going to repair in the couple after school programs we had. And then we were able to get access to the city police precinct on Pullman. That allowed us to do a lot more work. We started Buffalo's first bike share program, Buffalo Blue Bikes, and we had free bikes available for people to utilize. Getting more people out there riding, we kept on hearing from people that we were working with that, you know, it would be really nice if there's more bike lanes, or I almost got run off the street by a car. And consistently looking at how do we make, you know, more people feel more comfortable riding more often. At the same time, we're seeing cities across the country, you know, invest in making their cities more bicycle pedestrian friendly. And it's been really important to build that quality of life. We've seen mayors in Seattle and Chicago having a competition of who's going to build the most protected bike lanes first, because that's going to attract the employees that the employers want, and of course bring the businesses to their communities. And so the work that we've done has really evolved over time from just being an organization putting bikes in people's hands to doing the planning and design work to redesign our streets, develop trails and greenways across Western New York, so we have a network of safe facilities for anyone to get to their destination without risk of injury or violence on the roadway.
Justin, can you speak more to the safer streets advocacy, what you've done and what you hope to do going forward, just making the streets safer and more bikeable for not just Buffalo but the Western New York community?
Yeah, you know, one of the first things we did in the city of Buffalo is we worked with the council to pass the state's first complete streets policy, which says whenever the city designs, constructs, maintains a street, they need to accommodate all users on the roadway, which is why streets here like Broadway, after it was repaved, it went from four lanes to three lanes with bike lanes on each side. We had built our city for a lot of vehicles that weren't here, and so we had excess capacity on the roadway between the curbs. And so doing simple things like narrowing the travel lanes, reducing the travel lanes, adding bike lanes, making sure there's crosswalks, helps get cars to travel the speed limit without the need of enforcement, and makes it safe for more people to choose other modes. Right now we know about 72% of the 72% of all trips taken in the United States are done within 1 mile or less. That's a very easy walking distance and biking distance, but most people take it in a car by themselves. And so we design our communities in a way that we can get people out there walking and biking more often, at least for those 1 mile trips. That's a lot of vehicles going to be off the road. There's a lot of health outcomes going to be improved. There's a lot of greenhouse gas emissions that are going to be reduced. And it's a lot of more people that are going to be out there with more money in their pocket to spend in their local businesses.
Would you consider Buffalo to be one of the more bikeable cities? And what do you think needs to be improved upon in the city?
Buffalo has done a lot since Mayor Brown has been in office to make it more bike friendly. In 2016, we developed with the city in collaboration with them a bicycle master plan laying out over 300 miles of new facilities. Just over 100 facilities have been built since that time, with more coming every year. I think the biggest challenge that we have is we have a lot of spaces that, you know, bike lanes, for instance, stop and start. We need to do a better job connecting them. Most of our trips, you know, just don't start and stop on a single corridor. Usually we're going someplace. And so making sure that all our destinations, particularly for our most vulnerable users, our children, our elderly, families, you know, they feel safe and comfortable doing it. You know, there's lots of research that shows if, you know, just having a bike lane down, you're likely to get about 8 to 9% of the population out there riding and feeling safer to do so. But if you create a protected bike lane or a separated trail or facility, you can get up to 90% of the people out there riding more often. You know, and so that's our goal, is to make people feel safe and get them to choose, you know, options that are more affordable and healthier and more environmentally friendly going forward.
Especially, you know, coming out of the pandemic, I would assume more people are going out and going biking. Have you seen an explosion just recently, just with the amount of people that are looking out going biking?
Oh, we saw over 1,000% increase in the number of people biking during the pandemic, and over 500% increase in people out there walking more often. And what we hear consistently is, like, even when they don't do it on a regular basis, they would like to do it more if the roads were safer for them to do so. You know, everyone has a different comfort level or stress level riding next to vehicles. And so the more safe places we can create, we see this city after city after city across the globe, more people will be out there riding more often.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.